With the introduction of IFRS, what becomes of U.S. GAAP in the accounting curriculum? Here, roundtable participants discuss how reporting for private companies, which are not subject to the SEC's proposed roadmap for the transition to IFRS, affects how much U.S. GAAP should remain in the accounting curriculum. The following presentation has been edited by Journal of Accountancy editorial staff and is copyright 2008 by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
This is Lauren Nicolai talking. While I realize that most of the capital involved in the U.S. are with corporations that file with the SEC, 99% of corporations don't file with the SEC. And so what are we going to do about teaching U.S. GAAP versus IFRS in the classroom? How is this going to be reflected on the CPA exam?
Yes, I'm Mary Barth. I'm on the faculty at Stanford University. I'm also a member of the International Accounting Standards Board. The right now, of course, non-public firms that are not companies that are not listed on the exchanges or under the SEC's purview can file use financial statements, prepare financial statements basically any way they want. U.S. GAAP, other comprehensive basis of accounting, tax basis, cash basis. A lot of them use U.S. GAAP. You're absolutely correct. So that is a question that the U.S. has to deal with. A lot of other countries around the world have also dealt with this question because they've had exactly the same situation. Some of them have required IFRS for everybody, but I'm not suggesting we go there. But the ISB has a project now on IFRS for private entities, and we're trying to develop a simpler version of IFRS that would be appropriate for smaller companies. But it's just not obvious that, let's say in the medium term or the longer term, that U.S. GAAP would have to remain as the standard for non-listed debt.
This is Wayne Lanson. I'm not an expert in developing curricula, but it might not be the case that, for example, think about regulatory accounting that's used for people that work with the banking industry and so on. Couldn't you imagine that U.S. GAAP or British GAAP might be a specialty course down the road that if IFRS becomes the main pedagogical treatment for most of the curricula around the world? Could you not imagine that U.S. GAAP or English GAAP, British GAAP would be a sort of specialty course or an elective course for students that want to go to work in the public, in the private sector or the banking sector or whatever the most appropriate one is for them?
This is Mary Barth again. U.S. GAAP, IFRS are based on basically the same conceptual framework, the same concepts, same principles. Matter of fact, we have a joint project now to align the conceptual frameworks completely. So if you teach that way, which is the way a principle-based standards approach I think should be taught, then the implementation details, whether it is how the old U.S. GAAP, if you will, if it becomes old, had the implementation detail with respect to this one principle different from IFRS, or whether the IFRS for private entities has it somewhat different as well, the students can handle that, in whether it's a specialty course or pick it up on their own. The most important thing is that we understand what financial reporting is about, what the concepts are, mm-hmm. what the principles are, and how it's basically approached. The actual implementation details, I think, are important to know, but they're the ones that change all the time. And so your students will learn what they are today, and then 10 years from now, they'll be different. So they have to be able to adapt over the course of their career. Adapting across types of entities is really the same thing, just in real time.
This concludes this Journal of Accountancy audio production. For the latest news and analysis on international financial reporting standards and a host of other topics affecting the accounting profession, visit journalofaccountancy.com.